a teaching position at Kit Gushaheen Elementary, another at Baranoff Elementary, and a third in the district's special education department will go unfilled next year, leaving those jobs vacant cuts about $250,000 in expenses for the school district. Additional savings came from retirements and from unexpected savings on insurance, where costs were expected to rise next year, but did not. The rest of the district's projected budget deficit was filled by pulling money out of reserves, nearly $370,000. That leaves about $400,000 in the reserve fund, money the school district has to keep on hand to deal with anything unexpected. School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says getting the budget squared away is good, but he says asking teachers to do more with less is not.
You know, I'm happy with the budget process. At the same time, like I've said before, I'd love one year where I don't have to cut anything and I could do all the things that I really felt would help kids in their education.
The budget approved on Monday night isn't all cuts. Spending on technology has more than doubled to about $277,000. School Board President Lon Garrison says expanding technology in the classroom is a priority for the district, though some parents have expressed concern that tech spending comes at the expense of teachers. Added to the spending as well was $100,000 for a full-time cultural education program, something the district has been asked to provide for a long time. In fact, the board's last meeting was at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall, where much of the testimony centered on the need for additional Tlingit language and culture classes. Jerry Hope is president of A&B Camp No. 1. He says his organization has been asking the school district for more cultural learning opportunities for the last decade.
So this actually puts substance to those discussions. And so what we see now is, pardon the phrase here, but another chapter that we can be involved in to shape what direction this will actually go.
The cultural education program has not yet been developed. Hope says that's good from his standpoint because it offers members of the Alaska Native community a chance to weigh in.
There are so many different critical elements in the Native community that really have probably an idea, and this will provide us an opportunity to focus in one area and help shape it.
Anytime we implement something new, we do it wrong first before we get it right.
That's school board member Molly Kabler speaking during Monday night's meeting, and she says that developing the cultural program will take time, and the first draft might not be perfect.
I think we've got a lot of support and a lot of ideas about what to do, and we're going to have to work together, and if it isn't right, we'll improve upon it until it is right, and that's what I ask for your participation with us to get there.
Kabler is also the executive director of Coast Alaska, a consortium of public radio stations that includes KCAW. The cultural program was the subject of the most audience discussion at Monday night's meeting. The board was presented with letters of support for cultural education and a petition urging the same. With the school district's budget approved, it now moves to the Sitka Assembly. The Assembly does not have oversight on the budget, but it does chip in millions every year to support the schools. This year, the school district is asking the city for about $5.3 million. That's roughly 5% less than the city contributed last year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.